You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good, and tastes good with our special guest today. It is Chef Ryan Clift. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. You are a busy man to pin down. You know, amidst running the Tippling Club and your other F&B commitments, you even made time recently to drop by the MasterChef Singapore Kitchen as a guest judge.
Yeah, it was very good fun and sort of an honor to go on the show and sort of, I suppose, inspire some people and be me, I suppose.
So before we get into all the good stuff with the competition and all that, let's catch up with you. What's new since the last time you were on my show? And if I recall correctly, back in 2016?
Wow, so lots changed. I'm happily married.
Congratulations!
I've been off the booze. I'm sober for 5 months. It's a bit of a life decision to change my life, which is very, very exciting. I've taken up paddle boarding, so I'm down at Sentosa on the beach every morning, doing like 5-10 kilometers every day. It's in my spare time, obviously, in the morning before I get to work, and I just come into work after seeing the sunrise, refreshed, energized, and feeling ready to take on the day, which is allowing me to be even more creative than I normally am. So I'm really enjoying the extra brain cells that being sober gives me.
Wow, that is a huge commitment, a big decision, especially if you're in the F&B business, right?
F&B industry, it's very hard, and it's taken me some time to work out how to do it, but now I've done it, and it's the best thing I ever did.
I'm really keen to taste the creativity, shall we say?
Thank you. It's exciting times. Tippling in full swing ever since reopening of lockdown. Lockdown, we did some great things online, Zoom, and our delivery system worked really well. We got lots of new customers that might not have seen us. We worked really hard. My team did an amazing job during lockdown. You know, it was a scary time, but we made most of it, and we enjoyed it, as we've come out on top. The restaurant, we've just re-signed for another 4 years, so this year is 13 years of Tippling Club in Singapore. It's a bit of achievement, and I think it's time also to take it up to the next level. So Tippling Club's great. My head chef, Ayo Ademi, is doing a great job of running the team, and Andy Loudon, my head bartender, is the most creative he's ever been. We're about to launch a new cocktail menu in the next month, which is like a small printed book on the bar for everyone to look at, and it's about our life, our history, and also our new creations, which is really exciting. Obviously, Tippling, the lunch menu now, we have a new format where it's changing every 2 weeks. It's a 10-course tasting menu for lunch, and it's really affordable fine dining, still using the best ingredients we can get. And also, V-Dining. I'd like to talk a little bit about that. I'm one of the global ambassadors of the V-Zug brand from Switzerland, from the town of Zug.
Yeah, home appliances.
And I mean, these are used by some of the best 3-star Michelin chefs in Europe. All the chefs that represent it really do believe in the brand. Amazing equipment. And they actually sponsored the MasterChef series for this year. So all the appliances that the contestants are cooking on are the V-Zug appliances.
Lucky cooks.
Very lucky. And about 3 years ago, we opened V-Dining, which is a restaurant that is connected to the V-Zug showroom in Scott Square on level 3.
Great views, by the way. Really nice atmosphere.
It's a stunning restaurant. And my chef, JP, new chef who started this year from Australia, is doing an amazing job down there with his gastronomy. I'm the culinary director. I'm just there to oversee it. But Chef JP is the face and the brains behind the cuisine. And his food is very focused on zero waste and using a lot of local produce, but in a really interesting modern context. I think everyone should get down there and check it out. Very, very affordable as well.
Nice. And, you know, you mentioned zero waste, which seems to be kind of a theme in the MasterChef kitchen this season.
Yep.
And you recently featured as a guest judge.
And it was super good fun.
Yeah, it was the Follow the Chef Challenge, right? Where they literally had to recreate a dish of yours.
Exactly. At the same time that I'm cooking it with never seeing it before. I must admit, I think MasterChef are some tough taskmasters. A very tough challenge to keep up. To be honest, I went a bit slower than my normal pace. I was being nice, I think, on that day. I think I was in a good mood.
So here's the question, right? You were on that end. As a guest judge, you were showing them what you already know, like the back of your hand. But, yep, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot or you had a chance to be a contestant, would you even have considered doing that?
Look, you know, I think there's a lot of chefs out there that are scared of doing cooking competitions. I, for one, back in the days, have done a couple of them in my career, and they are sort of character building. You get knocked down and you pick yourself up, or you don't do as well as you think you could. You know, it sort of levels your ego out a little bit, I think, doing competitions from time to time. It's a very good learning experience for young chefs to take on board.
Mm.
And the last one I did, I actually won, and I hung up my cooking competition hat after Woo-hoo! Doing that. That was in Australia many years ago, the Culinary Olympics, but we won it. And
I mean, that's ticked off your bucket list. You don't need to do it again.
Yeah, but I do urge young chefs to take on cooking competitions because it really is an eye-opener. You learn a lot from it. You learn a lot for your own career, your own person. And also for young aspiring chefs who maybe aren't professionals, I think shows like MasterChef, a lot of people I speak to go, yeah, but it's TV, it's staged, it's this. I'll tell you something now, it's not. I think the guys at MasterChef push those guys to the absolute limits. And, you know, it's like training specialist soldiers.
Mm.
You put them through so much torment and pressure, the ones that come out on top go on to be absolute machines and absolute creative geniuses, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a testament to what the MasterChef guys are doing. And I urge anybody that feels like it to push and actually get involved, because it's really good fun and you learn a lot.
And really, really high pressure, as you said.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing some of your insights from the MasterChef Singapore Kitchen. We're going to go for a quick break right now. Back with more from Chef Ryan Clift in just a little bit.